all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
You know, there's a wild and crazy new condition out there called drunkorexia as an eating disorder. If Michelle were here, she's away on business travel, she and I would have a party with this one. Well, maybe the word party isn't good on this. Drunkorexia, what is this? It's really important for us to know now that women have new ways of being able to manipulate what they eat and drink to be able to watch calories, and a lot of this becomes a self-destructive behavior. And I have on with me Dr. Alyssa Dweck, who is one of our regular, wonderful practicing OBGYN experts at Mount Kisco Medical Group in Westchester County, New York. Her book is Vias for Vagina, Your A to Z Guide to Periods, Piercings, Pleasures, and so, so much more. Alyssa, this is a wild one. I'm going to read you some stats, and it's really quite fascinating. All right, so despite knowing the severe health issues related to eating disorders, studies have shown that 30% of women between 18 and 23 diet so they can drink. And what it really means is this drunkorexia refers to someone who restricts food calories to make room for alcoholic drink calories, and then others may purge their food and alcoholic drink to avoid the calories. Oh boy, you know, this week, it was very interesting. I saw a documentary called Lipstick and Liquor. I don't know if you've seen this yet, Alyssa.
It
came out a little while ago, and this was, as you know, I'm the senior science advisor to Elements Behavioral Health, which is one of the country's leading addiction treatment center networks nationwide. And we hosted this documentary premiere, which is all about the statistics behind women and alcohol. And it's just unbelievable that women oftentimes are not taking this alcohol issues seriously and are actually falling into alcoholic addiction as well. But one of the sidebars to this is this strange eating and drinking behavior to be able to stay in your size 4 jeans and starving yourself throughout the day, or starving and purging, or eating and purging, and then saving your calories to basically binge drink. You've seen this, haven't you, Alyssa?
I have. And the other really disturbing thing is that some women are doing this, especially the college-age girls, in order to facilitate their intoxication. So they feel that whether they're not eating at all and taking all of their calories in through alcohol, or eating, purging, or eating very little and taking alcohol, that they'll feel the effects of alcohol quicker and more intensely. And as a gynecologist, I really worry when I see these young women become a little bit more reckless with their sexual behavior, and that's a very scary thing.
Oh, there's absolutely no question. And, you know, you and I, because both of us see these kinds of women in our practices, let's really kind of go a little bit deeper into how we really address this issue. I find a lot of these women are so desperate to just, A, be cool. You know, you go to the parties, you binge drink along with the guys, and C, or B, they want to really look great. This is that, you know, tough body image time in their life, because look at those ages between 18 and 23. So I find a lot of them really are kind of dissociated from the dangers of what they're actually doing, because you know what they do? They fool themselves. They look in the mirror and they see pretty. But what they don't understand is they're absolutely wreaking havoc internally, right?
Yes, absolutely. The other thing is, a lot of the women who are young women who are starting off college are already starting off worried about gaining weight, because there's the whole freshman 15, if you will, where eating habits change, exercise habits may change, and many young girls do come home after the first few months at college with some weight that they didn't intend to gain. So this is something that we're seeing and something that we see women are worried about.
Yeah, and they're going to, you know, crazy extremes. You know, we obviously have the classic eating disorders. We're looking at anorexia, which is a very, very tough restrictive eating disorder. But we also have all of those women who are actually typified in the literature as chronic restrictors. You know, they'll meal skip, they'll snack skip. They'll eat three, you know, leaves of lettuce and call it a day for lunch and think they've been okay with that. They learn to live in chronic restriction. Now, think of all the terrible things that are going on with their body right now. They're stripping down muscle mass. And interesting, a lot of them have excessive exercise going on, too.
Exactly.
And that's another piece to this. You've seen that, too. How many of your women come in and they're just killing themselves at the gym?
Right. I think it's all a matter of they're trying to feel in control somehow or another, but I really just worry about the other associated behaviors that go along with the intoxication and excess drinking in general.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, here we now have unprotected sex, and you know it's happening right and left. Now you have someone who may be driving drunk. And then that whole host of nightmarish, you know, issues. And then you also have impaired performance, period. You think you feel good the next day?
Of course not.
It's a horrific thing. Right. And yet, you know, these kids are also in college and just maybe beginning careers right after that. So it's one of those situations where we have a nightmare, and that nightmare ends up being, you know, the dissociation, the distraction from reality, the unwillingness to be able to change the behavior, because after all, it's all about fitting into those genes. It's so interesting how that whole body image and appearance thing's taking place. And then the final piece is, hey, Alyssa, their prefrontal cortex in the brain, the CEO, is not fully developed. So they're more into risk-taking. They don't have that normal intellectual prefrontal cortex ruling brake system. And so you see it in your own practice, a lot more risk-taking, and
yes,
drinking is one of it.
The inhibitions are diminished, and we worry about that. Again, risk-taking behaviors in terms of sexual activity. And we've seen, you know, typically we'll get called to the emergency room because somebody blacked out as a result of drinking, being dehydrated, and essentially being malnourished, and the only calories they're taking in are alcohol. So this is a very scary combination.
I know. And when you get down to it, we're talking about a new eating disorder, as it were, drunkorexia, and that's someone who restricts food calories to make room for alcoholic drink calories. And I really think that everyone out there needs to, you know, have an awakening. This is an eye-opener. You know, are you doing this? Are you taking your health and well-being in your own hands and self-destructing? For what? To be cool? To have that alcohol? And why is that alcohol so important to you? Ask yourself now, do you feel a loss of control, shame, blame, and guilt? Oh boy, these are important questions now. And we've been so honored to have Dr. Alyssa Dweck, who is our wonderful full-time practicing OBGYN expert on her radio. Her book is V is for Vagina, Your A to Z Guide to Periods, Piercings, Pleasures, and so much more. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Robeson. Listen to her radio and all of the great shows on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.